From ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. President Biden spoke publicly Thursday about the ongoing campus protests and said while the U.S. respects free speech and the right to peaceful protest,
destroying property is not a peaceful protest. It's against the law. Vandalism, trespassing, breaking windows, shutting down campuses, forcing the cancellation of classes and graduations. None of this is a peaceful protest.
And police in New York City now say an officer mistakenly fired his gun while clearing a building at Columbia University earlier this week. Nobody was hurt. The incident's under investigation. New York City police have just now been authorized to clear out an encampment at NYU, New York University. Floods and tornadoes creating dangerous conditions in Texas, where Governor Greg Abbott's declared a disaster in 59 counties.
In the town of Hawley, 160 miles west of Fort Worth.
Big tornado.
A twister touchdown.
Thing is just sitting there.
Damaging several buildings. Near Houston, the San Jacinto River is rising to levels not seen since Hurricane Harvey in 2017.
At first, there was no water, and then all of a sudden, like, water came in so fast.
Evacuations and more high water rescues are expected before the river crests Friday night. Jim Ryan, ABC News, Dallas.
West of Texas, Arizona Governor Katie Hobbs signed legislation repealing the state's 1864 ban on all abortion. Democratic governor said the policy in the state will now be a ban on abortion after 15 weeks. She says that needs to change.
Arizona women are still governed by a ban that leaves no exceptions for rape or incest, nor does it account for complications during pregnancy.
The April jobs report comes out this morning, and it's expected to show about 240,000 private sector jobs added last month, and unemployment held steady. And former President Donald Trump's criminal hush money trial continues today. It'll be the 11th day of the trial. You're listening to ABC News. China took another step into space, launching a probe that's set to land on the far side of the moon. Oscar-winning actress Halle Berry was on Capitol Hill Thursday advocating for more money for women's health research.
The shame has to be taken out of menopause. We have to talk about this very normal part of our life that happens.
Speaking on behalf of a bipartisan proposal that would earmark $275 million for research and education into menopause and how it impacts every woman's health. Could be a weekend of traffic problems in the Northeast. A portion of Interstate 95 is expected to be closed all weekend. A bridge in Connecticut needs to be demolished. ABC's Rhiannon Alley says it came after a multi-vehicle crash on Thursday where a gas tanker caught fire and burned for hours.
The tanker truck was carrying 8,500 gallons of gas through Norwalk, Connecticut when it was involved in a crash with a tractor trailer and a car. It took firefighters 3 hours to put out the flames. And now the highway is expected to remain closed on both sides until Monday.
I'm coming from New Haven, and it got stuck out here for 6 hours.
I-95 is a critical artery connecting New York to New England.
Some local schools are closed today or delayed their openings. And today in Lewiston, Maine, the bowling alley reopened 6 months after a gunman opened fire, killing 8 people as part of a spree that left 18 dead. The owners say there's been a makeover, and the decision to reopen was not easy. Brian Clark, ABC News.
We've got the exclusive view behind the table. Every day, right after the show, while the topics are still hot, the ladies go deeper into the moments that make the view, the view. The Views Behind the Table podcast. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.